back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature lesser-known Motown artists. This half hour, we'll hear from The Messengers, Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers, Charlene, Kim Weston, Bob Babbitt, Chris Clark, Rockwell, and Eddie Kendricks. All coming up to the next half hour as we kick it off with The Messengers and a catchy tune, That's the Way a Woman Is, right here on Motown Memories.
We've got to stand tall. Hey lady, you lady, cursing at your life. You're a discontented mother and a regimented wife. I've no doubt you dream about the things you'll never do, but I wish someone had a talk to me like I wanna talk to you. Georgia and California and anywhere I could run. Took the hand of a preacher man and we made love in the sun. But I ran out of places and friendly faces because I had to be free. I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me. I have this need to tell you why I'm all alone today. I can see so much of me still living in your eyes. Won't you share a part of a weary heart that has lived a million lies? Oh, I've been to Nice and the Isle of Greece while I sipped champagne. Moved like Harlow in Monte Carlo and showed 'em what I've got. I've been undressed by kings and I've seen some things that a woman ain't supposed to see. I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me.
Hey, you know what paradise is? It's a lie. A fantasy we create about people and places as we'd like them to be. But you know what truth is? It's that little baby you're holding, and it's that man you fought with this morning, the same one you're going to make love with tonight. That's truth, that's love.
Sometimes I've been to crying for unborn children that might have made me complete. But I took the sweet life and never knew I'd be bitter. Exploring the subtle whoring that costs too much to be free. Hey lady, I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me.
Charlene with I've Never Been to Me, that reached number 3 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts, but it did hit number 1 in Canada, UK, Australia, and Ireland in 1982. Charlene's full name was Charlene Mary Lynn D'Angelo Duncan Oliver. It was originally released in 1977 and reached 97, but Scott Shannon, who was a DJ in Tampa at Q105, found that record and played it and made it a hit. At the time, in 1982, Charlene was working in a candy store in London. Before that, Bobby Taylor and the Cubas with Does Your Mama Know About Me? That reached number 29 from 1968. Tommy Chung played guitar and co-wrote this song. And later, he was part of that great comedy team of Cheech and Chong. And we start with The Messengers from Milwaukee. That's The Way a Woman Is, number 62 from 1971. You find the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring lesser-known Motown artists. Well, coming up, a solo effort from Kim Weston, Take Me in Your Arms and Rock Me a Little While. Well, Kim Weston was born December 20th, 1939, in Detroit, Michigan, and she was signed to Motown in 1961. She scored a minor hit with a song called Love Me All the Way, and her two biggest solo hits, with a song coming up, Take Me in Your Arms, Rock Me a Little While, And then the biggest hit was This Takes Two, where she was teamed with Marvin Gaye in 1966. Well, Kim left Motown in 1967 and later sued the label over disputes about royalties. She and her then-husband, William Mickey Stevenson, who was a former head at Motown, both went to MGM Records. Kim there cut a couple of singles for MGM, but they didn't go anywhere due to lack of airplay and promotion. Well, Take Me in Your Arms and Rock Me a Little While was a much bigger hit from the Doobie Brothers in 1975. Well, here is Kim Weston's version right here on Motown Memphis.
Thank you. the song? Email Tom at motormemories@yahoo.com.
I feel a pounding in my brain. I cold water running through my veins. Got a bad taste in my mouth from bitter tears. Heart feels sad cause I love it all the way. I see a rainbow all in black. Must be a sign. You ain't coming back. Wake up at night. Call your name. I see a face on my window pane. I've been this way since you've been gone.
Motown memory from Chris Clark, Love Gone Bad, and then reached number 41 in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts from 1966. Before that, Bob Babbitt and Gospel Troupe. He was the bass guitarist for the Funk Brothers, that great instrumental group that virtually played on every Motown song in the 1960s, and that was recorded and released in 1972. And we started with Kim Weston, Take Me In Your Arms and Rock Me a Little While, number 50 from 1965. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring lesser-known Motown artists. Well, coming up, the founder of Motown Records, Berry Gordy's son, Kennedy Gordy, but he went by the name of Rockwell with Somebody's Watching Me right here on Motown.
Watching. Watching me. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone.
Eddie Kendricks with his second biggest selling song, Boogie Down, and they reached number two in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1974. Eddie was the lead singer of the Temptations from 1916 to 1971. And we started with Rockwell, whose real name is Kennedy Gordy, Berry Gordy Jr.'s son. It reached number two from 1984, and Michael Jackson sang backup vocals. Well, this hour, we featured lesser-known Motown artists. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.